Welcome to Donor Audio Interview number 2342.
Has there ever been anyone in your life that you would consider a role model? What attributes led you to selecting them for that role?
I've always thought of my father as a role model. Worked very hard for what he got, and he was a very educated man, and he always struck me as a person I wanted to pattern myself after.
Is there someone in the public eye that you admire, and why do you admire that person?
I don't find a whole lot of people in the public eye that I admire. Most of the people I admire are the people I work with closely and know a lot better.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile, including all the information on it, would get a good picture of what kind of person you are?
I would hope they do. I put a lot of work into making sure that I was as accurate as possible and gave as broad a picture of myself as I possibly could.
How would you describe your personality?
I would describe myself as outgoing, intelligent, and hopefully interesting.
What lessons did your parents teach you as a child that has had a significant impact on your adult life?
I think the most important things that they taught me were to rely on myself and to basically just figure out exactly what I needed to do and get it done and be honest about it at all times.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Honesty, self-reliance, and an ability to make my own decisions and trust in myself.
What makes you unique?
I would have to say that my most unique qualities are basically my ability to figure things out. I mean, you throw anything at me and put it in my hands and give me about 10 minutes and I'll figure it out and be able to do it with some degree of skill.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I think my favorite time with family is when we get together for big dinners or barbecues and kind of outings like that, where I get to cook and just relax and chill. Not we're really doing anything in particular, just interacting with each other.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
Gifts are not really a big thing. It wasn't always the most important thing about the birthday. It was usually just the interaction with the family, because people would come in and things like that. The birthday gifts were never that horribly special. We didn't have a lot of money growing up, so yeah, they were just mostly small, nice things that we could use and needed.
What is your favorite holiday, and why do you enjoy that holiday in particular?
It would have to be Thanksgiving or Christmas. They weren't huge holidays, but they were big family holidays. We'd bring everybody in and just have big dinners or go out to somebody else's house and have a good time, and all the friends would come over and just, you know, hang out on the couch and watch football or whatever.
Tell me about your most unforgettable vacation.
I guess my most unforgettable vacation, though it wasn't exactly a vacation, was I went to France a couple of years ago for school. So it was kind of vacation, kind of work, but it was school. It was a lot of fun. I love going to school, and it was in another country, so it was as good a vacation as I could get.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up? And if so, tell me about those pets.
Always a big dog family. I don't remember ever not having a dog in the family for longer than about 6 months or so. We loved our big, fun-loving dogs. We'd just go out and play with them all the time and stuff.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Like sports, the outdoors, pretty much anything in the outdoors, anything where you could go out and play with friends, soccer, baseball, football, frisbee. I love ultimate frisbee. That's one of my favorites. And then just travel and pretty much anything we could do in the outdoors, camping, kayaking, canoeing, everything.
What type of books did you enjoy in your childhood, and did you have a favorite book?
I can't pick one favorite book. My family was big into reading, and we have boxes upon shelves of books. I just read also fantasy, adventure, history, philosophy, Eastern thought, Western thought. Pretty much anything I get my hands on that sounded interesting, we'd read.
What type of books do you enjoy now?
Everything. I read a lot of fantasy, adventure, just for fun. That's like my entertainment reading. And then I read biographies, histories, skill books, anything that's like teaching me something or I get to learn something from.
What is the last book you read?
Currently, I'm reading a biography of Benjamin Franklin, and I'm waiting for one of the new ones to come out in the series I'm reading on the fantasy adventure side.
What's the last movie you saw?
Last movie I saw was Constantine.
And the last sporting event you attended?
I believe it was a Saints game.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekend?
My ideal way to relax would be just hanging out with friends, go out to dinner, go play outside, have a barbecue, play some frisbee, throw the football around.
Tell me what activities you enjoy in your free time and why do you enjoy those activities?
I enjoy all sorts of stuff. If we get to go outdoors, I enjoy going kayaking and camping. And I just started snowboarding for the first time. That was a lot of fun. Horseback riding, travel. I like to read a book. I like to watch movies. Big movie buff. Lots of DVDs, all that stuff. Pretty much like to go out and interact with people, doing whatever we can.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I think the most often used one was Superman. And then after that was Johnny Depp, though I never really saw that one. But I guess other people did.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
I don't know. I've always liked history in general. I can't really pick one particular favorite. I like the Renaissance period, and I like the World War II is very interesting to study just because of all the interactions going on all over the world. Modern history, regular history, all sorts. It's hard to pick just one of these things because all of it interests me so much.
What is the most important thing to happen to you, and how did it change you?
I guess the most important thing that happened to me was when I joined the Navy. It kind of let me bring all the varied parts of my life together into one focus, which I kind of had trouble with. So that would probably be the most important thing.
What was the first big purchase that you are most proud of?
I guess the first big purchase that I was really, really happy about was I bought an old clunky Jeep. Because that's like my favorite car. It was just something I could finally get where I had no computers, no fancy gizmos, just things I could work on and actually fix and have fun tinkering with it. And it was just, all my friends loved it because it's just one of those old clunky cars that everybody loves.
If you could have a lunch date with any person living or dead, who would it be and what would you ask them?
I'd probably have to have lunch with the Dalai Lama. He just seems like an extremely interesting person. I just have to discuss my ideas about Eastern philosophy and thought and get that kind of perspective from someone that enlightened.
What is your definition of success?
Being happy in whatever it is you do.
What is your biggest frustration?
My biggest frustration is usually working with people who aren't as dedicated to what we're doing as I am and who are assigned to work with me, but you just get in the way.
What do you think are the best qualities a person can have and why?
I believe the best qualities a person can have are honesty, because basically without honesty, nothing else works. You can't trust anything that you're going to do with these people if you can't trust them.
What is your favorite technology and why?
DVD, I guess. I just like watching movies a lot. I'm not big on technology all the way around. I'm kind of an old guy.
What is your least favorite responsibility and why?
I'm not really sure. I never really thought of it that way. I don't really think of, if I don't like a responsibility, then I do my best to make sure that it's not something I'm responsible for. So I don't really know what my least favorite responsibility would be.
Tell me about your educational background.
I have an associate's degree in paramedicine. I was a paramedic for a while. I was going to school for geography before I joined the military, and I'm probably going to go back to working on that soon.
Why did you choose this line of work?
Just because it allowed me to investigate all sorts of other things. I've always been very talented about a lot of different things and never really got focused on one thing. So this allowed me to kind of get paid for figuring out what my focus should be.
What do you find interesting about your work?
The responsibility and the different leadership opportunities I'm allowed to have while I'm doing this.
What is your vision of an ideal job?
An ideal job is just any job that you can do and be happy in and, you know, help further something, anything.
If you had to choose a different career, what would it be and why would you choose this particular career?
I'm actually interested in being in international affairs and languages and studying abroad and working abroad because it just interests me to work with. We can't be an individual society anymore. Everything is too connected to ignore the rest of the world.
What is your dream for retirement?
A 45 to 60 foot center cockpit rigged for single handing sailboat Basically, I want to be able to say, you know what? I feel like Italian tonight. Pull up anchor. We're going to Italy.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
A romantic evening for me is dinner out or at home and a little dancing, maybe talking or a movie, and being outside. Most romantic things are done out doing something. Just depends.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
I like someone who is independent and someone who is honest and trustworthy. You have to have trust in any relationship, especially a personal one. I think independence and honesty are the two biggest things.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, I looked at the program and I said, you know, this would be a nice thing to help out. And plus, I mean, you have to be honest. There's money involved. And because if anybody says that the money's not a factor, it's lying. So, but once I decided that, you know, this was something I wanted to do that I got into, I really considered the ramifications of it. And I was like, you know, if someone is actually going to all the trouble to come here and try to do what we're going to do, then that's someone who has pretty much earned what most people are just given. And I expect those people to take that responsibility a little bit more seriously because they know how hard it was to attain.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Well, I've tried to be as honest and as open as possible. And if you're one of the main factors in looking at all this information I'm giving is trying to figure out who I am and what that means to you or might mean to you potentially in the future or listening to it now. And I've really done my best to really pay attention to what it is I put down if you want to get a good idea of who I am. But it's an overview. Don't get too caught up in the details.
This concludes the interview for donor number 2342.